Thanks for being with us, Jackie.
Thank you for inviting me.
You are holding an event to help people make their own collections and archives of their family mementos and materials. What prompted you to hold that kind of event?
We always have people talking about taking care of their collections and their archives, and sometimes they're not ready to deposit those materials in an archive. So we thought it would be helpful to show them some things they can do to help preserve those and make sure that they're available for other family members or future generations.
In your invitation to the event, one of the questions you asked was, do you have boxes in your attic, in your basement? And just about everybody does.
Yes.
It's a bit of a daunting task to look at those and kind of sort through and figure out what you're going to do with them.
Right.
What kind of materials are we talking about?
Some of the things that we'll be talking about is photographs, manuscript collections, which would be paper materials, so letters, diaries, scrapbooks. We'll also be talking about books, if you have books that you want to figure out how to take care of, media, which includes film, video, what are the proper storage methods for those, how to get those digitized if you want to be able to access them better. That kind of things. And we'll also be talking about digital, because digital photographs are so ephemeral.
That's a big thing. Yeah.
Yes, it's very big. We tend to digitize as people request things. So we will digitize photographs, manuscripts, or anything like that as people request them. And then we make those available online for other researchers to use as well. We've done a couple collections. We had a donor who funded digitizing the entire collection.
Oh, wow.
So those are available online as well.
What are some of the maintenance practices? We're talking about going through boxes and years of memories. What are some things that people can do as they create these memories to kind of make sure that they don't have a big pile up?
Identify your photographs as you go.
Yeah.
Almost everybody has a box full of photographs that don't have any labels on the back of them.
Mm.
So just label them with who the people are. Some things to keep in mind, though, is don't label them with a regular ink pen over the middle of the picture, because it'll bleed through. So that's some of the kinds of things.
I bet a lot of us have done that already.
Yes.
Is there anything that you can do to restore those kinds of images or any kind of documents like that?
You can do restoration, but it's usually very labor intensive and very expensive. Mm. So what we'll be talking about is things you can do to make sure that the materials last. And some of that is the enclosures that you use. We'll talk about scanning for preservation and for access to share with other family members. We'll talk about light, temperature, climate controls, physical protection for the objects.
One of the other interesting things that I saw on your invitation is that you're going to teach people how to interview their elders and preserve their family stories.
Yes. We house the William H. Burge Oral History Center. The oral historian is going to talk about how to interview, best practices for doing interviews, for the formats of those interviews if you're doing them electronically, how to structure questions, and kind of how to dig out those stories from family members.
Because those are so important to have.
Yes, it is.
Why don't we dive into the event? Can you tell me, if somebody signs up for the event, what they can expect on the day of?
We're trying to intermingle lecture with hands-on activities. So each session is going to have specific hands-on activities, like how to build enclosures to save, preserve documents that are fragile, or how to clean documents that have been stored in a sooty or dusty environment. There'll be practice sessions on how to create questions for oral history interviews and some brainstorming on types of questions to ask.
As I understand, the workshop ends with a tour of your facilities. Can you tell me about that, what people might see there?
Okay. You'll get to see Clifford, the big red HVAC, which is our climate control system for the archives.
Oh, I'm sure that's critical.
Yeah. we'll showcase some of our storage methods. We have map size storage. We have storage for art, and we'll showcase some of that as well. And just kind of an idea of what it looks like in the back of everything. So,
what are some of the maybe more interesting materials that you already have archived over there?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question. We have some of the big show-and-tell items are, we have an Abraham Lincoln letter.
Oh, wow.
We have a Thomas Jefferson letter, which is really interesting. Our most popular collection is the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, because anyone who played high school sports, once they hit about 40, they start wanting to go back and see what they were doing in high school. So that one gets a lot of use. That and basketball is king in Kentucky,
in
high school. So that one gets a lot of use. One of the most prominent collections we have is the Carl D. Perkins papers. Mm-hmm. And he's the congressman from Kentucky that the Perkins Building is named after.
Yes.
It's about almost 1,000 boxes of material from his 30-plus years in Congress.
Wow.
So it covers everything from flood control to coal mining to education, labor, you name it, it's in that collection. It's
such an important piece of Kentucky's history.
Yes, definitely.
If any of our listeners want to come to the event but say are unable to, is there any avenue for them to get the same information from the library?
We're open to the public, so we always welcome people to come in and ask questions. Sometimes we get phone calls on what should I do with this paper or with this book. So we're always available to answer those kinds of questions.
The deadline to sign up is May 31st.
Yes.
And the event is June 13th.
Yes.
Okay, Jackie, thank you so much for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.